Radio VR News.
And now the news in brief from Moscow, read by me, John Robles. Thanks for joining us. A delegation of the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, has arrived in Donetsk to accept and distribute the incoming relief aid. The first 16 trucks with Russian humanitarian assistance for southeastern Ukraine are getting ready for border control, are about 100 meters from the border crossing point, and may enter Ukraine overnight. Everybody is waiting for official permission. The Allard Pearson Museum in Amsterdam has decided to leave the disputed Scythian gold collections in the Netherlands for the moment, according to the museum in a press release. The museum is still undecided whether the exhibits should return to Kiev or Crimea. The alleged execution of U.S. journalist James Foley, shown in an online video by the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorist group, may have been carried out by a British national who is yet to be identified, said British Prime Minister David Cameron. He said that was deeply shocking. Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed his condolences to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe over numerous victims as a result of landslides in the Hiroshima prefecture. The head of the Russian state expressed his words of sympathy and support to the families of the victims and wished a speedy recovery to those injured. 39 people were killed and at least 7 are still unaccounted for. The former defense minister of the Lugansk People's Republic, Igor Plotnitsky, has been appointed as the republic's new prime minister, according to a source in the LPR government. And finally, demonstrations over the police killing of an unarmed African-American teenager switched from the suburb of Ferguson to a nearby prosecutor's office as protesters called for justice. That was the news in brief.